Are you still using WordPress to build your website? That's so yesterday. This tool I'm about to show you goes far beyond WordPress. Ready AI is an all-in-one website building platform that allows creators, individuals, and businesses to create whole websites, landing pages, promotion pages, etc., all without needing much technical skill. It offers ready-made templates, web hosting, domain tools, AI site creation, which means that you're able to design, publish, manage, and get traffic all for your website from one place. First of all, let me thank Ready AI for sponsoring this video. Now, you know the old saying, time is money. And the days have gone now where we spend weeks and weeks and weeks trying to get our website up onto the internet. The aim nowadays is to get your message out there quickly and to start monetizing your website. And this is where Ready AI can help. Zero code or design skills are needed, which makes it great for your side hustle. For example, it took just 5 minutes from when I sent it a prompt to getting the first draft of a full website. Now, of course, you're always going to need to do some tweaks, check things, correct things, but 5 minutes is pretty impressive. Now, Ready AI can generate complete websites from multiple different sources. For example, you could just give it a plain language prompt, or you could actually show it a business card and it will generate a website from that. And of course, there are lots and lots of ready-made templates. Okay, so here I am on the Ready AI website. Let me give you an example of using a plain language prompt. So I want to make my own personal website, and then I've attached some information about me, my career, the things I've done, my YouTube videos, my open source projects. So it's all there. So let's send that now. And it's come back and told me it's going to generate the following sections: home, about, projects. Basically, I'm looking at that file. That's fine by me. It's now generating a logo. Of course, I can regenerate. I can upload my own logo. I'll just go with whatever the next design is. Okay, and now it's going to go ahead and start creating my whole website, not a web page, my whole website for me. Okay, so 5 minutes later, here is the entire website. Just look at this. Like, it's got this animation on it. Here's a bit of snippet of code from one of my open source projects. And you can scroll down and it starts to give you this whole history of who I am, all the projects I'm involved in, my publications, Gary Explains channel. And of course, you can use the top here to click between those. Absolutely fantastic. 5 minutes, and look at the quality of that. And notice here that it says there's some suggestions about what other things it could add in. So this, of course, is always an iterative process. And there's this feature here. You want to change things, you can do it just by using a plain language prompt, or you can do select to edit. Look, you can go over here. Let's take that box there. What do you want to do? There's some links you can do here. You can type in a prompt, tell it what you want to do with that section. So you can go ahead and refine each part of the website. Now, you can create a website from a business card. I love the simplicity of creating a website just by giving it your business card. Let me show you. Starting from business card, I need to upload a business card. Create a professional landing page from my business card showcasing my personal brand and services. Go. Okay, so there we go. It's a website just from a business card. Now, I have to change the photo, but that's okay. You expect to do different iterations. Down here at the bottom, it's added in my contact information. Okay, you want to edit some of these quotes and the services you offer, but literally I just showed it a business card and I've got a website. The web, by its very nature, is interconnected, and your website needs to be as well. To succeed, you'll likely need services like Stripe for payments, Shopify, and MailChimp. Now, here on my website, let's assume I want to offer some kind of premium consultancy or something like that, and I want to add in Stripe. Obviously, I'm going to need an account at Stripe and all the stuff there. I'm going to need an account at Superbase. Okay, so let's go over to Tools, and then you say Add Stripe. And it says, well, you're going to need to connect to Superbase first. No problem. I've got an account at Superbase. Okay, ask me where I want to connect for Superbase. I'll just take the default for the moment. Okay, once it's done that, you move over to actually connecting to Stripe. So you need to type in your API key. You get that from the Stripe website and connect. So it's saying Stripe is connected. Please tell me how you'd like to use Stripe payments to purchase 1 hour of consulting at $25 an hour. I don't know. Let's just try that. It's asking me to confirm exactly that. Do I want a simple buy now button? Yeah, I'll do. Yep. And where should this appear on your add a new consulting section? That's a good idea. Let's do that. Okay, so that's now been integrated. You can see there's a new consulting section, and I'll give you a demo of it in just a moment.
Now, while this is impressive, it is worth managing expectations. You are going to need to go through several iterations to make sure that you get the website that you really need. Check everything that is produced and tweak things as you see fit. Now, once you have your site, you need to publish it to the web. You have several options. The first, if you go up to publish up here, is you can host it on a free domain that's a subdomain of Ready AI. So let's do that first of all. And let's go visit it. So here is the live site on that page. And let's just check out our consulting and Stripe payment. Okay, yes, I'd like to book an hour, please. And as you can see, up comes the payment processing. Now, a free subdomain is certainly useful in some cases, but you probably want to publish to your own custom domain, so we can click on that. You can either connect to an existing domain, and you need to tell it what that is, so garysims.co.uk, and then once you do that, it will say, right, you need to change some DNS settings now so that that domain lands on the site here. Alternatively, you can buy a new domain through Ready AI. Of course, you also have the option just to take the source code away and do with it as you feel, deploy it however you want. Click on code here, and here you can actually see all of the different code that it's been doing to build up all of this stuff, and you can hit the download button there and download all the code. Now, the website also has a contact form, so if you scroll down to the bottom, or in fact click on contact here, so I can now contact, well, myself, but I can simulate contacting me. So let's type in some details here. Okay, so I've said my name is Fred, and I've said, hi, Gary, I have a business idea for you. Thanks, Fred. Hit send message. Okay, the message has been sent, but where does that go? So here I am back on the Ready AI website for my website, and over on the left-hand side here, there's forms and then contact form. And if I click on that, look, there is that message. It's been saved in a database ready for me to use. There are email reminders there. I can export them so people can contact me through the site. Now, of course, mobile is also an important platform that people use to browse the web, which means they're going to come to your website. Now, if you look up here at the toolbar, there is this option here to switch to mobile view. And that shows you that the site is also optimized and works perfectly well on a mobile device, which is really important in this day and age. Now, once your site is live, it doesn't just end there. Ready AI can help you with SEO, analytics, and social media. So if you look over here on the left, there's an SEO menu. You can go to site settings. It takes you through all of the stuff that you need to worry about there. As you can see here, it's talking about the metadata in the SEO, which is very important, things that go in the meta description and so on. Technical SEO, that means there's some files that are useful, like robots.txt, sitemap.xml, schema markup. Now, you could, of course, create all these manually. There's lots of info out there on how you can create those manually, but why create it manually? Look, AI automatic generation. Okay, so it's gone ahead and done all of those things. It's just listing here all the different things that it's done to improve the SEO. And if we now go over here to code, then for example, we can take a peek inside. Look, here's a robots.txt file. Here's a site.xml. So it's done it all for us. We didn't need to learn the syntax and the format of those, did it for us. And you can even go to social media and it can help you create posts for Facebook, for Instagram, for X, Twitter, and so on. Now, let me show you that. So if I go to create first post, it's going to analyze the website. Okay, it's asked me to choose a topic, behind the scenes, open source mastery, about Rust. Okay, well, let's just go with that first one. Okay, and it's come up with some text here. Ever wondered what goes into making a Gary Explains video? And then it kind of gives you this kind of hook to bring people to your website from this post. And it's got tags and everything. So I can then take that and post that on Facebook or Instagram or wherever it is I want to put. So as I'd mentioned earlier, there's also templates. So if you just scroll down a bit from that prompt box, then you can see there's so many different templates here to choose from. Now, let's imagine you have a side hustle and you want to sell some digital products. We can go to online business here, e-commerce. And if we scroll down a bit, we'll, for example, we'll find a ebook website, which would be really useful for as a basis for that. So there is ebook platform website, so we can preview it, and that will give us an idea of what it looks like. And of course, it's just for ebooks. We can put all kinds of e-products in here, digital download products in here. So let's go ahead and click use. Okay, so here is the default version with all of the stuff about ebooks, but now I want to turn it into just generic digital products. So I've written a prompt. I want this site to sell generic digital and downloadable products, including ebooks, templates, images, clip art, courses, etc. Okay, so it come up here and it's so chatty. Okay, I see what's going on here. This project started as a book library, but you want to pivot to a digital marketplace selling downloadable products. Correct. Okay, so how will people buy them? Well, they're going to use one-time purchases, I think. So it says about that. Do you need a way to manage and upload your own products, or will you display just a fix? I need a way to upload and manage my own products. This is my side hustle here. Do buyers need an account to purchase? No account needed, just a simple checkout. Okay, so now go ahead and work on that. And it's created itself a to-do list, create project plan, redesign the homepage for digital projects, build product listing browse page, create mock digital products, including ebooks, templates, images, etc. So it's going to give us the full site here, and it's starting to work its way through those items. Okay, now it did that in just a few minutes, and here we have a completely new website. Look, download, create, succeed. And it's giving us a much nicer look at that. Ebooks, templates, stock images, clip art, courses, fonts. I didn't think about those. Presets and filters, printables, brilliant. All the stuff that you'd want if you're running a side project with all your own digital products that you've created ready for download. So look at that. This is the power of this system, is that you can say, this is what I want, and it will go ahead and make it for you. Now, for any time you don't know what you should do next, how you can improve the site, you can ask the AI, you know, what should I do now to improve the site? Okay, so that went ahead and it said, I'm going to analyze the site for you. And it's come up with three ideas: a product browse shop page, a product details page, cart checkout flow, and then it's actually given you three options now. You can actually just click on those and proceed, and it'll help you make the site even better.
Ready AI can help solo founders, entrepreneurs, freelancers, creators, and small teams who need speed and a quality baseline. Check out the link in the description below, as well as the discount code.